On this day of Pentecost, may the sanctification of the Holy Spirit cause you always to believe in Jesus and to serve him. Amen. Please be seated. Well, in the Sunday after next, you're not going to see me because Susan and I are traveling to Germany a week from tomorrow, and we are really excited. But I do have one little concern to share with you. As most of you know by now, I like to talk. I really like to talk. And I've never been anywhere before where I didn't know the language and couldn't talk. And I keep thinking to myself, man, how am I going to communicate? And then I see myself kind of fumbling around with some feeble attempt at charades, trying to get some German innkeeper to understand what I'm trying to say. Thankfully, my son Paul and my daughter-in-law Krista are living in Germany, and they are fluent in German. Otherwise, I have to admit to you, I would be very apprehensive about going to a foreign land where I didn't know the language. I bring this up today because it is Pentecost. And Pentecost is really all about God's gift of language. In addition to all the other spectacular signs and wonders of that day, the miracles of the wind and the tongues of fire over their heads, the Holy Spirit gave the apostles the miraculous ability to speak in tongues. Now, I know when we hear about the gift of speaking in tongues, that always sounds so mysterious to us, but it's really just kind of an old-fashioned way of saying that God gave the apostles the ability to speak to others in languages that they had themselves never learned. On the day of Pentecost, the 12 was given this supernatural ability to speak in languages unknown to them before this time. And much to their surprise and delight, this enabled them to both clearly and convincingly communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news about his life, death, and resurrection to all who would listen. Through this gift of languages, everyone now could hear what God had done for them in Christ, regardless of which culture or which country they were from. Miraculously, the apostles were able to speak about Jesus to people of other nations in their very own language. This gift allowed them to preach the message of the cross and the hope of the resurrection in the native tongue of all who were visiting Jerusalem from other countries. Now, we talk all the time. In fact, some of us talk a mile a minute without ever giving any thought to the gift of language. But if we reflect on it a little, the ability to speak and to be understood by another person is truly an amazing gift of God. The ability to speak the same language is invaluable. It allows us to communicate with others. And without that ability to be able to string words and thoughts together in an intelligible way so that others can understand us, we would end up feeling isolated and alone. It is only because we are able to speak a language that can communicate our insights and our intentions, and our thoughts and our feelings, that we feel connected to society. The human community is connected to one another through the gift of language. being able to express ourselves in human language allows us to combine our efforts, to work in cooperation with one another. It allows for commerce and trade. In fact, language is the foundation of a culture and civilization. Being able to talk to one another allows for diplomacy that keeps other nations from going to war with one another. And common language allows people to become friends. And on this Mother's Day, the gift of being able to put our thoughts into language allows us to tell you, mothers and grandmothers, and all the women in our lives that we love, how much we love you and how much you mean to us. And beyond that, communication also causes people to be able to fall in love. Susie and I recall how we fell in love with one another after a conversation that we had in the park. We met in college, and I believe it was our third date. We went to the park. I'm a cheap date. We went to the park to feed the ducks. And on that date, we talked about everything. We really got to know each other. We shared our faith in Christ with one another. Each of us talked about our personal desire to somehow and in some way serve God with our lives. We spoke about our hopes and dreams and plans for the future. We communicated a lot about our values. And through the words that we said, I believe that our virtues came through. And as we talked and as we listened, our hearts connected. I know what you're thinking, but you're wrong. It was not my ruggedly handsome, manly good looks that won my wife over. Somebody laughed way too loud over there. But it was the God-given ability to speak from the heart that caused Susie to fall in love with me and I with her. If any one of us were sent to a foreign country for, let's say, a year, we would soon discover how important it is to be able to speak in and be able to be understood by those who speak another language. On Pentecost, God shows that He understands the importance of language. At one time in human history, the whole world, believe it or not, had a common language. Everyone understood everyone. And this helped civilization make rapid progress and move forward. But like every other gift that our God shares with sinful humanity, we can either gratefully use that gift or we can abuse His gifts. For example, much to our shame in the book of James, we are reminded that we often use the very same tongue to praise God and then we turn around and use the same tongue to curse others. And when we express personal hatred and animosity for others, we obviously are misusing the gift of language. Because so many have bought into the theory of evolution and its myth of the primitive caveman, people tend to think that ancient civilizations were very backwards. But this is not the case. The ancient world was far more philosophically sophisticated and technologically advanced than we generally assume. In the days after Noah, the world was quickly repopulated, and society was making great advancements, and men were celebrating their achievements. And these achievements happened because everyone still spoke the same language and they were on the same page. Language was an important tool in this great period of human invention and discovery. And men began to design and build great and complex cities. And building these cities convinced the human race that they could do almost anything they put their minds to with or without God. Their combined genius made God seem irrelevant. And the Genesis record records how these people were so impressed with themselves that they began to say, "Come, let us build a city with a tower that reaches into the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves." What made the Tower of Babel so evil? The tower was symbolic of humanity's sinful belief that they had outgrown the need for God, that they could somehow reach into the heavens without God. And in their arrogance, they concluded that there wasn't anything that God could do for them that they couldn't do for themselves. Sounds a lot like our day, doesn't it? And it was at this point that the Lord stepped in and he said, "If as one person speaking the same language, these people determine to do anything, nothing will stop them. For nothing they plan will be impossible for them." And so speaking within the person of the triune God, God says, "Come, let us go down and confuse their language so that they cannot understand each other." And so it came to pass that the Lord confused the speech of mankind, and he scattered men over the face of the earth, and he stopped the whole building project. The Lord effectively halted man's delusion that he could be like God. For up until that very humbling moment, when God confused their speech, humanity just assumed that they could provide for themselves on their own without God. Back in the time of Babel, God confused and confounded evil men so that they could not use the gift of language against God to build a city with its tall tower that would reach all the way to heaven. But if you think about it, Pentecost reverses the process. Because on that day, God the Holy Spirit restores the gift of common language. Not for mankind's sinful purposes, but for God's own saving purposes. Now, the gift of language would be pressed into service for the sake of spreading the great message of God's forgiveness in Christ. For now God wanted to build something, not a tower built on man's blasphemy, but a church built on faith. In order to do this, God would once again allow people to understand one another through this apostolic gift of speaking in tongues, so that God could build up the body of Christ. And so God gave gifts to men on Pentecost, but for gospel purposes. And by the end of that day, on that first Pentecost, 3,000 believers in Jesus had been brought to faith and baptized. This growth spurt of Christianity would never and could never have happened without God making the gospel accessible through a common language. As with every gift that God gives, we all know that sin corrupts the original purpose for why God gave that gift. It is only when God calls you through the gospel to live lives that are forgiven in Christ that you begin to understand how to use all of your gifts in the way God intended. And Pentecost shows us the right use of God's gifts in our own lives. How are we to use our gifts and abilities? We are to use them to honor the God who created us and the God who redeemed us with his blood. Now, I will grant you the Holy Spirit is no longer visible in our lives today as he was on that day of Pentecost. But I also am here to assure you through Scripture that the same Spirit is every bit as active, every bit as alive in your lives as he works in you through the Word preached and the sacrament you will receive. For the Bible assures you that the same Spirit of Christ is there to empower you to believe and then to equip you for a life of good works. The same Holy Spirit is behind this new desire in you, this new determination within the Christian to use the gifts of God not selfishly, but for God's intended purpose. And while our gifts and our talents and our abilities may seem ordinary, when we compare them to the gifts on display at Pentecost, nonetheless, we must realize that our gifts come from the same Spirit and they promote and proclaim the same Christ. Yes, the Holy Spirit liberally, generously poured out his gifts upon believers at Pentecost. But my friends, the Holy Spirit is still giving his gifts to you, his people. Sometimes those gifts appear greater, and sometimes they appear lesser. But in the end, all of those gifts advance Christ's kingdom. Every Christian, every one of you, has gifts. Gifts that can help build up the body of Christ. Some of you can preach like Paul. Others of you can encourage like a Barnabas. Some of you are faithful like Timothy. Others of you are generous like Lydia. Some are devout like the Bereans. But whatever your gifts, when you use your gifts to bring honor and glory to Christ, you are using your life in the way God intended. When you use your gifts to share Jesus Christ, you are giving what God has given you. You are using that gift in the best possible way. But when you squander your talents, when you waste your opportunities, when you hoard God's gifts for your own earthly gain, you are no better than the ancient world which God condemned. We now know why the Holy Spirit on Pentecost gave the apostles the gift of speaking in tongues. But my friends, why did God give you a tongue? Why did he give you the gift of language? Was it just to hear yourself talk? Was it so that you could use the tongue to be hurtful and hateful to others? Were you given a tongue so that you could amuse others by telling raunchy jokes? Were you given the gift of language so that you could deceive and lie? Were you given language to be able to persuade others to bend to your will and to do your bidding? No, Pentecost reminds you why God gave you the gift of language. For God has given you the ability to speak. And never is that ability put to better use than when you share the love of God in Jesus Christ with another human being. Out of the millions of fruitless and useful words that you will use throughout your lifetime, finally, the only words that will matter in eternity are those words that you speak to others about Jesus. For it is only when we speak about the person and work of Jesus Christ, using the words of Scripture, that the Holy Spirit can work faith in hearts. And so my prayer for you on this Pentecost, and it is a prayer that I know God will answer, is that God would grant you your own personal Pentecost so that you would use your language and your life in service to Christ. And the Holy Spirit will make that prayer come true. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and use your lips and your tongue to spread and share the message of Jesus. Amen.